Greetings. I'm Sevilla Mann, and this is Why's That? Each month, Why's That answers a question you send us. Tell us what in Southwest Michigan makes you curious at WMUK.org. Rosamond Robert lived in Dublin and in London, then moved to the U.S. in the 70s. When she got to Southwest Michigan, she wondered, why are Kalamazoo and Portage separate cities?
Both with their own taxes, as far as I knew, both with their own rules, both with the Board of Governors and everything. And why is that so teeny-weeny?
At least compared to Dublin or London. Rosamond's heard some theories, but first, for background, we're meeting with Lynn Houghton. She's with Western Michigan University's Zhang Legacy Collections. Houghton says Kalamazoo County's development was typical for the Midwest.
The majority of the county was agriculture, but you had your one central village slash city, and for us that was Kalamazoo, which became the county seat and the seat for all kinds of businesses.
And around the city, you had townships, including Portage. Houghton says after World War II,
just like in so many other communities throughout the United States, people wanting to move to the suburbs because of what they perceived as being a cleaner environment or more space, a different style of home.
Then in 1948 came a decisive event for what's now the city of Portage. The Upjohn Pharmaceutical Company, which is now part of Pfizer, moved its manufacturing plant to the township. That brought more people to Portage, and Houghton says Upjohn became a huge 38% to 40% of the township's tax base. Kalamazoo was worried about losing all those people and taxes.
So throughout the 1950s, they successfully used annexation to bring some of those pieces back to the city.
Kalamazoo did so much annexing that in 13 years, it just about tripled its total area. But by the end of the 50s, Portage was seriously considering becoming a city itself. And Houghton says that's when the drama began.
It's a very interesting story, and I would love if they ever made a movie out of this.
Houghton says the city of Kalamazoo stood to lose if it couldn't get some of that industry back, especially Upjohn.
And Upjohn had just ballooned in production after World War II.
So while Portage gathered petitions to put incorporation to a vote, Kalamazoo started a petition to annex the land under the Upjohn plant. Houghton says each side scrambled for signatures.
Finally, it resulted in, which I have heard, part of Kalamazoo County legend.
A race to file the paperwork. Portage prevailed, but the story goes just barely.
They got their petition down to the county clerk's office 45 minutes before the city of Kalamazoo.
And in February 1963, Portage voted to become a city.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm heading in the door at the Portage Library. It's the city's hub, according to former Mayor Betty Lee Ongley, who's meeting me here to talk about the city's history. Ongley, who's 91 now, remembers the Battle of the Petitions.
It was a big hurrah, you know. And I remember in the faculty room, we were
Ongley had a long career as a junior high guidance counselor. That's the faculty room in question.
We were just elated.
Portage still had plenty of farms at the time. Ongley says it also had open sewers. When she was mayor in the 1970s, Ongley says, the new city government had a lot to figure out.
We used to go to 11 or 12 o'clock because we were trying to develop sewers around the city.
Rosamond Robert, who wanted to know why Portage and Kalamazoo are separate cities, has heard that race, specifically white flight from Kalamazoo, played a role in Portage's development. Ongley says it's common knowledge that some people left Kalamazoo as the district integrated its schools in the 70s.
That was very well known at the time.
At the Zhang Collections, Lynn Houghton says that white flight from Kalamazoo does not appear to have driven Portage's initial growth. She says Kalamazoo did experience racial tension in the 1960s and 70s.
There, I think you really did begin to see the shift in population. But the reasons for why people did that is hard to measure.
Yeah, of course.
No one is going to say, I'm moving because of racial reasons.
Then there's Michigan's fondness for local units of government. Talk of consolidation rarely leads to it. And Rosamond says she can see why.
I live in Oshtemo Township, and I know the officials there. And if I have a question, I just go there and chat to somebody that I know. And I kind of like that.
On the other hand,
then they do something that really annoys me. And then, of course, they say, I don't think we should have this little government here. It's ridiculous.
If something something in Southwest Michigan has made you curious, tell us about it at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.